Next item is Coastal Way Exchange LLC, preliminary commercial site plan, Route 1 and Road 268.
This is a commercial site plan for a 5,000-square-foot space of retail area located on 17,623 square feet. The site is zoned C1. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. The site plan indicates that the maximum building height is 42 feet. Ingress and egress to the sites off of Road 268. Typically, 25 parking spaces would be required. However, the Board of Adjustment granted a variance for the number of parking spaces. They reduced it by 6, so 19 parking spaces are required and provided. The Board of Adjustment also granted a variance from the 20-foot landscape buffer requirements. These variants were valid until December 14th of this year. This past Monday night, the Board of Adjustment granted a one-year time extension, so it's now valid until December 14th of 2014. The site's located within the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Project will be served by an on-site well. If preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. We provided you a copy of the site plan, and today we received DelDOT's entrance approval. That entrance plan does provide for sidewalks that lead to nowhere.
It does?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, there's a note on there that they'll have to contribute to that, but it's on there, on the entrance permit.
And because looking at the plans, I couldn't see where they could have any sidewalks, or I wasn't sure where they could have the sidewalks.
It'll be within the right of way.
I believe that's one of DelDOT's ongoing projects, is to go back and install sidewalks where they aren't now. So
I should hope, certainly hope so.
Yeah,
they would be within the right of way, not on the.
Mr. Johnson, if you want to seek a further clarification, the applicant's counsel is here. If you wish to speak to them.
Sure.
Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, David Hutt, attorney here in Georgetown representing Coastal Way Exchange. As Mr. Abbott just indicated, the site plan that was originally submitted is just the site plan. The sidewalks are actually in the right-of-way. I delivered to Mr. Abbott this morning the full set of DelDOT plans, which shows the expanded view of the entranceways and the other features. And on there, it references the DelDOT project that I think Mr. Robertson just referenced. And Coastal Way Exchange, in order to get the final approval from DelDOT, was required to contribute to a contract. And the numbers, actually, it's on the site plan because they have to donate 0.02 acres as part of the easement. But they contributed to whatever that contract is. I think it's T and then a whole slew of numbers and letters. And that contribution was made, which is why DelDOT gave final approval. And I think it's sheet 3 shows the future sidewalks, and I assume the reason that they're future sidewalks is because if they were installed now, they would be sidewalks to nowhere.
I agree. Right now, there would be sidewalks to nowhere. But adjoining this property, you have the condominiums there and the little par 3 golf course. You have the apartment buildings that are being built behind this project. You got all the medical offices, and obviously that's going to generate some pedestrian traffic, whether it's employees going to work or people utilizing those services. So had that not been included, I would not give it consideration. But that aside, one of my concerns, and perhaps it's a procedural thing, and maybe it's a position of authority thing, but I'm concerned when we have a project and it's the Board of Adjustment that basically is doing the site plan approval, as in this case, the reduction from 25 to, 19 parking spots. That's of concern to me, as well as the reduction of the buffer. To me, you're taking a parcel that had one business and trying to take that parcel and create four businesses potentially on that same parcel, and turning around asking us to give up some of our basic standards. That's troubling to me. Yes, you got 5,000 square foot of a proposed building, but maybe it would have been appropriate to have 4,000 instead of 5,000. So, but again, that was a separate hearing. Board of Adjustment addressed that. But procedurally, as a planning and zoning commissioner, who it's my understanding we have final site plan approval of parcels that is being determined by another group. So there's a blurring of lines here somewhere because we just had it happen with us on the previous project where Board of Adjustment reduced the lot sizes or whatever, and we're faced with approving a site plan. I'm troubled, gentlemen.
I mean, just procedurally, basically what has happened is that, you know, the zoning code says this is the requirement. Anybody can apply to the Board of Adjustment for a variance from the requirements in the zoning code, and if the variance is granted, that sets the new requirement. So that's what, according to Mr. Abbott, you know, has happened. The Board of Adjustment is to set the new requirement that applies to the site plan, which would be 6 less parking spaces and the waiver from the 20-foot buffer requirement landscape buffer.
What's now the buffer? Do they subtract off 13 feet or did it reduce it by 7?
No, Mr. Abbott, I have to look at that. But
the buffer was reduced by 13 feet.
So it was reduced from 20 feet down to 7.
Okay, yeah, because it didn't say in the notes exactly.
Well, my feeling is let Board of Adjustment do the final site plan approval.
But, you know, that, I mean, so what's happened?
Just saying.
Yeah, the Board of Adjustments just sort of reset the stage for what the requirements are for this site.
They sure did.
And I think as Mr. Johnson was saying, it did seem that there were a number of items, though, all in one. Normally, when you think of a variance, it's variance from one, maybe two issues. But it just makes you wonder what the hardship was. But it's not our purview to retry that case or to revisit that application. The Board of Adjustments made their decision, and we live with it. So there we are.
And my concern is then the next fellow comes along and wants to put on a bigger building on their property, and they go to the Board of Adjustments and say, gee whiz, because we want to have 6,000 square feet where maybe only 5 should be.
Well, their standards, that they've got to be able to prove to the Board of Adjustment that there's, you know, the legal basis for granting the variance, and they've got real strict guidelines that they're supposed to apply. So,
and they make sure all 5 of those stipulations are answered before they give consideration.
I'm not at all suggesting it's a walkthrough. I mean, certainly they, you know, they have. Apparently, they had justification for doing what they did, so there it is.
They've actually tabled decisions to have the applicant go home and think about his answers and have him come back 2 weeks later to get those answers before they take action, so that they get those answers that they need to get those 5 conditions of approval. Okay. And it's uniqueness and some other one. That's one of them is uniqueness of the project. And we can provide that to the board commission, yeah, so you know what the kind of questions are. It's written in the code already.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, if someone else wants to act upon it, that's fine. Cool.
Well, gentlemen, as you know, I don't make motions, but that's still 3 of you can. Somebody needs to do something.
Well, gentlemen, I mean, it's unfair to punish the applicant for an action that he asked for and received, and so I'm going to...
Nobody's asking you to like it.
I'll make a motion that we...
It is what it is.
We approve the preliminary commercial site plan of Coastal Way Exchange, LLC. contingent on final approval being subject to all staff receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second Mr. Ross's motion to bring it to a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Coastal Way Exchange LLC preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1 and Route 268 as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, well, the record show that the motion passed 4-1. Okay, our next item is